Hi, pals. This has now been rebranded as the Mobile Mentor Podcast. So bear with us through the brand, mind, body, old branding. All content is just as valuable. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Wait, you're going to keep my toothy blowjob part in, though, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
We can mention it again.
Hello, and welcome to the Brand, Mind, Body Podcast. I'm Alex Blanks. Feed your mind and body right to make yourself into a better brand. Everything is a brand nowadays, even people. What we do, what we say, the choices we make, and how we behave. And these shape how we progress through life. So it's time to do some work internally and make ourselves into personal brands we're super proud of. Happy listening! Welcome to one of my favourite episodes of Brand Mind Body. This episode is all about dating, and my former episode on dating and non-monogamy and polyamory and open relationships did super well, probably like the highest faring episode ever, and it was recorded with a guy in South Africa. This time I'm with two males in their 30s who have dated more monogamously, and I basically delve into their dating histories, ask them what they think about the dating world, dating apps, females, some important issues that arise along the dating game, as well as those that kind of pop up in relationships. And I thought you guys would love that because it's a bit more relatable for those who probably aren't into polyamory. And also the fact that these guys are a bit older, and I'm intrigued to see what their outlook ahead is and any advice for those going into the dating game and what they wish that they knew when they started. So enjoy this episode. We're all quite licked, so hence the fluidity of conversation and some really open, honest statements. Yeah. So stay tuned for the whole thing. It's pretty special. Okay, so I'm with two special guests. This episode's all about the dating game and genital dating. Men versus women. I'd like to get the men perspective on dating from two perspectives. So we're with Lyle first, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
My name is Lyle from Langley, British Columbia, Canada.
Postcode Elon.
Yeah, give us your postal.
Yeah,
just the listeners just need to know your postal.
Roll with it.
V4W12.
Yeah, for the fan mail, please say that's not a real postcode.
No.
Okay, cool.
How about I introduce Lyle and he introduces me?
Yeah, let's do that way. Cool. Go for it. So, Marv is our second guest, male, also from BC, is going to introduce Lyle. Go.
I'd just like to clarify that my real name isn't Marv.
Okay, good.
But it would be cool if it was. My name is Matt, and my friend Lyle here is quite the sausage link.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's just... you can't explain it. He's a magnificent soul. Yeah, well, that too. He's got really sausage-like fingers.
Okay.
And he's a good man. He's a good man. He's got a bit of a beard right now, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he paints and he raps
like you know, crazy.
Yeah, he's pretty quick. He's funny. He's smooth. He's confident.
He's happy. He's optimistic. Happy. Yep. He's vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
Fun to be around. You're also 32. You've been in Langley, would you say, most of your life?
My whole damn life.
Fireman / helping the city of Langley. Yeah.
He's also a stud.
Yes.
I mean, look at the guy.
Face for radio.
For those not able to see him.
I know.
Picture John Stamos with really fat slug lips.
Wow, you got the slug lips in there, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to.
He's got dimples for days, which is cute.
Dimples for days.
Okay, so introduce Matt, please. Give us a bit about his profile. We want people to know who we're talking to. Age, sex, location, MSN vibes. Let's go.
Hit him.
Hard eyes emoji.
There you go.
Of course.
First of all. This man I probably met about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Also A1 since day one.
That's right.
Very loyal, very smart. Basically my best friend. And he's been in the Lower Mainland, I think, most of his life also.
Vancouver. Yeah.
Kind of watch him go through the ringer of the dating world, so I'm sure he'll offer some good advice. And yeah, I mean, he's the Persian prince.
We're calling it the ringer.
What does ringer mean?
He's
through the ringer. Like, the dating world is basically
okay, the ringer.
It's not a ringer.
Okay.
I mean, it's a ring.
Could you expand on what you said when you're like the Persian prince? What does that mean? What does Persian prince mean?
Brooke.
I'm half Persian.
Okay.
And
bottom half.
All
top half.
Only hairy. Only hairy from the waist down.
But
I'm like a centaur.
Yes. Yes.
And it's Lyle and the Iranian.
Okay, so a bit more about logistics. 35. What's your work? Where are you living?
I am in real estate. Mm-hmm. I live in White Rock, mm-hmm. and which is it's a small little. I shouldn't say small. It's like outside of Vancouver, but mm-hmm. it's
very
like
small. It's coastal little community.
Coastal community, great views, great old people. It's nice.
Great old people, and
it's like a smaller version of Florida.
And yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, how would you describe Langley?
Horse capital of North America.
Uh-huh.
Mm. But also chooch capital of everywhere.
You should have said horse girl capital of America.
Okay, so
horse girls are a thing out here.
Wait, what? What have I missed?
Horse girls are girls that own horses, and they're always a little bit shifty. Yeah.
Describe shifty, please. I mean, shifty was a bad
word. Shifty was a bad word. I think
that they just come from money, so I mean, you better have it if you want a chance. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So really? That's how you'd say it? Do you think they're money?
Interesting.
Of course. Horses are worth like $50,000, $60,000
a piece. I know, but the girls are more like kind of just, it's you can't describe, they're like horse girls. Like they have like
horse girls.
They have certain qualities that other girls, like they're like weirdly attracted to horses. So it's like I don't know. They just have a vibe.
I think my experience with horse girls is different.
Okay, can you expand on it? Expand on horse girl dating.
I find them. They're pretty clicky in the horse fucking community.
Yeah.
And
the horse.
Honestly, it is a community. They all know each other. Even like.
Yeah, you're right.
Way back, they do know each other. They are very good looking. I will give them that much. But I just think that they're, like I said, they're clicky. They're kind of like, if you don't mesh well with them right away, they're kind of like, see you later, you know, type thing, which mm-hmm. I guess is fair enough.
So you have to kind of prove yourself a bit,
Yeah.
I would say that it's, I mean, the ones that I've dated have been more like just kind of, it's weird. This is going to sound strange, but the way that they care for a horse is the way they care for a man.
Love the way we reached here already.
Right? Like they'll like pet you, for example.
Yeah. Feed you hay.
Groom you the good shit.
Yeah. But more like, just like, instead of like a sexual vibe, it's like a
companion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they companion you. Companionate you already? Is that a thing? Yeah.
We're making it a thing.
Check out Scrabble.
Yeah, describe the type of girls around where you've dated and what you can find online, I guess. Are they different from like here versus online?
I feel like there are horse girls, which is kind of like the end spectrum of girls. Not to be like that they're less than any other girls, but like
just one side of
they're
things.
Not the most popular, I would say.
Oh, okay.
There is waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
There is.
Why are we defining them? We're defining them by career. What is this?
Drug dealer girlfriends.
Yep. Okay.
Drug dealer.
And there's nurses.
Mm.
Okay.
Honestly, we'll put them in careers because that is literally what it is.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
If she's not a waitress, she's a nurse.
Owning a horse.
And if she's a nurse, then she's waitressing on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, if you're looking for a potential suitor, or maybe not suitor, just someone who you want to connect with in a kind of small capacity.
Right.
What does success mean?
Just being able to be comfortable around them, be yourself, have like a strong sexual connection. Obviously, that's what attracts people in the first place. Mm-hmm. And I would say is probably the predominant like aspect of it. I personally want to be like so sexually attracted to her that I want to like devour her, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if I don't have that, it's like, all right, well, maybe there's some other stuff, but then the other stuff has to be really good for
for that to
just be prolong. Which never works.
Okay.
So successful, I would say first, gotta be a strong sexual connection, and then second, intellectual.
Okay.
That sounds backwards, but like I'm saying off the bat.
At least you're honest. Everyone needs to be honest. How about you? What is a successful first look at someone? When you meet someone, what is success to you?
I would deem the whole thing as a success if I found them super attractive and like there was a good connection or like an easy rapport right away. I think that like connection off the bat, and then intellectual as well, physical appearance and just like being attracted to that person, sexually, but even like when you're not being sexual, to be attracted to that person. And I think just like the really small day-to-day stuff where like you just want to spend your time with that person.
Okay. And how do you find, in general, the dating scene in Canada, or your experience of the dating scene in Canada? Have you had any other experience dating elsewhere? What's your situation?
I love it. I love my dating life. I think it's it's a
positive thing.
Okay. I mean, you have your failures. Obviously, every single one has failed if you deem it a failure. But some
what relationships. What is a failure, though?
Exactly. Some relationships will end, but still be a success, end on a high note, and you're just, you know, you still think about them, probably.
Yeah.
But, or you stay friends.
That's hard. I need to unpick this.
It is hard.
But I really want to unpick this, like, now or maybe later, but, like, how do you stay friends with someone you dated?
It'll be short term, right?
All girls think that if you have had sex with somebody, you cannot just stay platonic friends with somebody.
Yeah.
There's no problem with being like, I had sex with this person, we hung out for a bit, it didn't work out. I just generally wish the best for them, and I'm gonna be like, and if I see them, it's not gonna be like, oh, fuck on sight. It's gonna be like, hey, how you doing? Cool. Oh, you're here with your boyfriend. Da da da. Like, it's not like, but girls think like, oh, if you fucked them before, then you want to fuck them again, and it's not like that. But I understand. The insecurities that come with
the psyche that comes with it. So you think it's easy to be like, hey, that's been and gone, but I can still cooperate with you, I can still wish you the best, can you text, hang out, what's the next territory like for someone you've already been with,
the border of it, I guess.
Okay.
Or what's like, what's the where's the line at? Like, I think that obviously it just depends who you're with. If you're with somebody who's like shady and might like, and obviously that comes with not or if you don't know that much about that person, but if he's like somebody who's going to be like shady and seem secretive, then obviously that stuff would matter. But if he's open, honest, and be like, oh yeah, this girl messaged me today, like we had a thing back then, but we're friends now and it's over with, then but we still like, we chat like once every 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, why do you chat? Because
I think every girl listening is just like, yeah, fucking, like, show me a guy that isn't like that, is what they're going to say.
But also I think there's a common understanding that men operate from a different position from women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this not from my standpoint, like a, perhaps I'm generalizing. But you would see someone that like you're with, you really like them, and then suddenly you're like, I find out they're sleeping with this girl, or they've slept with this girl. And then you meet the girl and you're like, ooh, there's a bit of insecurity there just because you've met them.
Yeah,
I go. Would you still kind of like fuel that fire? Would you still continue to interact even if you put them in the past? Or do you not fully knowing that?
Well,
or just completely ignore somebody you clearly know.
We like to call that revival.
The sounds revival. Like a great movement.
It is a common thing. It is a
bigger
thing.
Movement than you even know.
Yeah.
Please unlock this. Please.
Okay.
What does this mean?
Basically.
What's a revival?
It goes back to my old, my original statement, which was there has to be, and there's no particular order here. I'm saying the things that have to be there for a successful relationship are the things I listed earlier. Yeah. But when there's a strong sexual connection, the revival's just...
Right? Have you ever been met with a situation where you've met someone and you're like, you are my type, but...
Oh, yeah.
How do you navigate that? So you're like, I feel like there's potential, she's attractive, she's my type, and then I'm with her, and then I'm like, oh, God. How do you mitigate that? How do you navigate that?
I'm actually experiencing that right now.
Okay. Please unpick this.
It just...
In an anonymous way.
It sucks because you're like... you have hopes for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe 9 out of 10 things are good, but one thing is just too much that you can't... It's a deal breaker. You can't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it sucks to like, okay, well... Keep looking.
So how do you manage it is my question. Like, you've obviously addressed that something isn't there. You've got something in the capacity of like connection, mm-hmm. but it's not enough to keep going. How then do you navigate it and how do you manage it? Or have you...
Because dating apps.
Because they... What does that mean? Like, goodbye, silence.
No, it's not because goodbye, ghosting. But it's just like...
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes
while it's ghost. On like the way out. Like, if you're already like... If you're like trying to put energy into one thing and just yeah. that, and then like something tilters that whole fucking situation, then you go to like, because you're bored or whatever,
yeah.
you start drifting into something else, and they'll be like, oh, I meant this, and I match with this. This just becomes like an afterthought, and like there's no like, your energy isn't focused on that anymore, and now it's split up into 3 new people that you didn't even yeah. fucking know yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the modern age of dating makes it easier for you to filter that out. It makes it easier to forget, and it makes it easier for you to like step out of responsibility for that reason.
It's because this person's got like 9 out of 10 things are awesome.
Yeah.
But this person, I only know 2 things about her, but both 2 things are awesome. So she's 2 for 2, she's 9 for 10, but I'm going to go for 2 for 2.
Really? Why is that 2/9?
Quick math.
I don't feel like that's a good.
It's like
no, it's exchange. Not. But it's just like.
What are those two appealing for you? You clearly just, have waiting in those two.
They're
things.
Just like if that, and especially if that thing is like a deal breaker. Which I mean,
yeah,
a deal breaker is a whole nother motherfucking podcast. sorry for my language.
I think girls do the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's just your heart. You follow what you're like, okay, well, I'm more into this person, so I'm naturally just going to want to
yeah.
navigate towards them. And then the other two would just fall by the wayside. And there should be a formality that, like, I have if I'm talking to multiple girls at a time and we're, like, some of them I haven't met up with, there's no protocol there. Like, a ghost is it's a thing now. Girls ghost, guys ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why waste any more energy on...
Ghosting shouldn't be a thing.
I do too, but because
it's easy, right?
It's you everyone
does it.
You like, have
girls
to do
always
it.
Do it. That doesn't like, make no one it has time thing. To address everything and be like, by the way, I'm writing to you to tell you that it's the end.
Here,
you
spend can all I... fucking day on their phone. How hard is it to be like, even if it was a long fucking message, just be like, hey, look, it didn't really work out how I thought it would be. All the best of luck. You don't have to be like...
But
super
you're
fucking
talking...
detailed about it. Just be like direct.
That's
girls
true.
Are girls are always
yeah.
like, oh, I want honesty, but it's they don't even want to give it back in order to get it.
See, okay,
you, know
okay,
I mean?
You just said
yeah.
you just said the magic word honesty.
Yeah,
that I disagree with because it's like if a girl really wants honesty, I'm not gonna tell her like, listen, the other girl I'm talking to is just. Better than you. Okay?
I'm dying inside right now. Thank you.
Right? I'm not
yeah.
gonna tell her that. Like, if I have a connection with her,
yeah, yeah. No, you don't have to say that, but
yeah.
you can be like, look, we hung out, or like, assuming that you've only went out with this girl once, like she's not talking. Like, I feel like girls get quadruple the times of matches that guys would ever
easily.
Get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because girls are girls.
Yes.
Gals. Gal them bougie.
Yeah.
So they're doing the same shit, you know what I mean? Depending on how much time and energy they have to give to actually meet up with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just like to stimulate themselves by talking to as many guys that will feed them with compliments as possible.
Or they're just catfishing and they're like, I almost got one.
Yeah.
I almost got him.
Almost got him.
But. So I feel like you're fairly skeptical. Are you skeptical about the dating world online? Like, we're just talking online now. Online dating.
Skeptical in like its success in terms of like rate.
Success rate. Once you've met someone, how do you go through? Yeah, what's your process of thinking when you're like online dating? Let's go. How do you think about that whole process?
How can you put a success rate on it if you're still using it?
I have a protocol.
Okay, please open this protocol up.
It's called the protocol fish.
Okay, go.
You don't
break down.
It's the first time I heard this.
You never heard of protocol fish?
No.
It's.
Well, I was like, I'm so innocent. I don't know what to do. I just go with my feelings.
That's true, though. He is a very, like, emotional, passionate young man.
I would agree.
So he follows his heart.
Yeah.
I'm more tactical. I'm more like numbers driven, and I want to like fucking narrow things down.
Trying to 1,500 people by 2020.
I've got a goal. I'm gonna achieve it. Yeah. Thank you, Bumble.
Do you guys know Donovan Beatty? That's me.
That's so incorrect. I don't do that. It's not. It's not about that. It's about because I've been tricked before. I've had. I've had phone sex with a girl who wasn't who she said she was.
This motherfucker likes his phone sex.
Do what you gotta do. Sometimes you just like the imagination, you're ready to go.
I've been catfished multiple times where you show up and she does not look like her photos, and it's just, come on, you wasted both of our time.
Okay.
I've had, you know, ones where you meet up and you're like, she's not quite who she said she was, because sometimes you don't actually talk to them, you're just texting them.
Yeah.
So here's my protocol.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it to you straight.
Whip it out.
And if you're, fish protocol.
And if you're a man and you're listening to this, you need to follow this protocol because it's the one.
The golden eggs.
Golden goose. And I laid the egg. So you first, obviously, you're messaging them. Everything goes well. She texts like she's a sane person. She's, you know, she has a little bit of humor. She's witty. Maybe she's... also responsive. You're not like waiting 3-4 days.
There's no waiting game like strategy. It's like kind of flowing.
Like I'm not playing games. I'm not don't answer for 3 days bullshit. Any guy who does that is a fucking idiot. If I'm into a girl, I'm messaging her.
Yeah, it's obvious. Like if it's yes, it's yes. If it's not,
yeah, no. Exactly.
Just like I want to go on the vibe.
I want to get going.
Yeah.
So if she's like that too, I know she's interested. So it leads to a phone call. I gotta have a phone call.
Yep.
I have to know how you talk. I can't just base it off your texting. If you're, you know, because anyone can think of something funny or witty or quick or whatever, like smart to say on a text.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to her, get to know her, maybe even do a FaceTime because I kind of want to get a little validation of, or verification rather, of her fucking,
Dripping the beer, that's fine. Taking it in.
Lyle?
He was in the flow. You I love fucking, that.
It's even got a dent in it because he dropped it. Look at that.
Yeah. I love that. Fucking...
So you do the FaceTiming. You get to know that she's the real deal. Yeah. Also, just to validate who she is. Yeah. Because like, some girls lie. Lots of
really?
Girls.
Oh, yeah. Do they? Do you find that? Like, in percentage of real life versus the fake life, what's...
I'll give you a percentage, all right? 100%.
No.
Yes.
I would say I did not lie on my dating profile. Could you clarify this?
Maybe you didn't lie on your profile, but if... Well, and I'm not saying you.
Yeah.
I'm saying
why do
some
people
girls...
lie? What is the difference you find? What is the difference that you find in real life versus the person they kind of portrayed?
It's so many different, levels to it. But I would say a lot of girls, and I don't want to sound jaded. I'm not jaded. I love women. I date a lot. I love it. I'm not like bitter and whatever.
Do they lie or do they just not tell you everything straight?
Yeah, that.
Yeah,
too.
What's the difference? I feel like it's the latter.
There is a difference.
I think it's the latter.
But some girls do lie. Like I've had some, like for example, the filters. You can't have 7 pictures all filtered. And then I meet you and you're like, oh, you're 45 looking.
But why are you going for girls who are filtered? I feel like you've got the choice. Like, just no. When you've got girls who have 7 pictures filtered, just no.
Oh, you do. Like, yeah. And that's
on.
Why
like,
the protocol works.
Finish the protocol.
So after, where were we? At the FaceTime?
Yeah.
You get the FaceTime.
Yeah.
You validate who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all systems go. If you want to meet up with her, you schedule a meetup.
Yeah.
You meet up, you see if there's a connection.
Yeah.
Da, 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 and then it just builds from there.
But surely you can tell on the phone. I find that I can tell on the phone.
Absolutely.
Or voice note that you can get a repertoire.
Yep.
Like, there's a really nice, like, back and forth. Otherwise, yep. You're like, this is quite stiff. I don't know if I want to waste my time meeting
yeah.
someone. Yeah.
Because sometimes you'll change your yeah. demeanor to suit yeah, right? them. And it's like, I don't want to do that. I just want to be who I am. And if you're being who you are and we connect, bada bing, bada bong.
Bada bing, bada boom.
You know what I'm talking about?
But what I want to know, any horror stories that come to mind when I say, like, new dating experiences? Anything that comes to mind that you're like, that jarred with me, that felt weird, that wasn't nice.
Phone sex with a 45-year-old.
Told you, he likes his phone sex.
Asian woman.
I'm invested in my digital.
That scarred me pretty good.
Okay, so you thought she was, and then she was.
I thought she was Jessica Alba, believe it or not.
And then she was.
No, her profile was this very good-looking woman, Asian-looking, sort of like looked like Jessica Alba, the Asian Alba.
Okay.
And I love Asian women. I've always have, and I've dated a lot of Asian women. I love Asians, and she was just like, we connected so hard in every way, and then every time I tried to meet up, guess what? Something came up. And I obviously got suspicious. And I don't know how it came out, but I was like, oh, eventually I was like, are you not the person in the pictures? Because she dodged me so many times.
Can you just clarify, please? I'm over this.
Yeah.
And then
she was like, we had a really strong connection. I didn't want to tell you, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what? Who are you?
Catfish.
And I managed to actually get her to send me a real photo of her and was definitely not the girl in the pictures. And she power called me for 3 weeks straight over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
And then you were like, okay, cool, but also stop.
Yeah.
We're over this.
Like, what do you think's going to... You lied.
I fell for you? Yeah, she
lied. You lied so hard right off the bat. You're a liar.
The no-no.
Yeah.
Lyle, any bad stories or anything that springs to mind that you were like, that was not good when it comes to dating?
Honestly, I don't really have, like, any horror stories. Like,
he's like, one time I got my balls stuck in my zipper, but...
no, I don't have, like, as far as, like, first dates and, like, even other second, third dates, like...
Okay.
Nothing, like, too horrific.
How about, have you guys ever lied or pretended to get out of a date when you were on one? Have you met someone you're like, this feels weird, someone tell me how to get out of this, please go.
I wasn't trying to get out of the date, it was, it wasn't like a first date, but it was just a...
We'll call it a rendezvous.
Okay.
It was a revival.
Okay, revival, oh, we know those. Okay.
And I called...
Had it, been it, tried again, also goodbye again.
It was a revival, and it was a very... it wasn't a good one. It was not a proud moment, and I needed to get out of it. So I texted Lyle and I said, "Hey, call me with an emergency. Gotta get out of here."
Mm-hmm.
So Lyle called me up.
Did you pre-plan it?
No, I just texted him and gave
him in the moment. You're like, "Honey, please help me."
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So he called me and said that he got in a bad car accident, and I acted all.
So what was heroic. The context? We all want to know the context.
She
was
married.
Okay.
I don't think she wanted that context.
Oh.
She was married. No, I wanted everything. Like, she was married. What
she wanted the context
doing?
Of, like, what was the phone call like?
Oh.
But, oh, no. Yeah, I went to the date context.
Oh, yeah,
the fact that she was married, that you had to get out of it, right?
Yeah.
Or was that not the reason you had to get out of it? You're like, marry women, tick.
I definitely followed through on that.
Oh, okay.
Check.
But you're never really dating somebody if you're fucking around with somebody who's married, are you?
I just meant in this circumstance, how did you get out of a date, regardless of the whole context? Like, why was that reason you had to lie to get out of it? Or pretended, perhaps?
Because you don't want to be fucking mean. I don't want
to... That's what we were talking about before. Like, it was only sexual.
Yeah.
So afterwards, it's not like we have sex... Yo, you want to go get groceries? Or fucking, you want to go out for a drink or just go fucking walk around? No, I don't really want to do that shit with you. I would, you know what I mean?
And
I don't mean to be rude, but I mean, like, you don't want to do that. If you'd rather do that shit by yourself or whatever.
Okay, So as I don't know if girls, they probably do.
Yeah. Sure. Hit me.
Whatever it is.
I'm four. Like, yes, 4/4.
Girls the answer know this. Is, yeah. Or some of them don't. For those who don't.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to give you the goods here.
I'm going to reply.
When a man loves a woman. Wants a woman, he'll do whatever it takes to get her. And then after the act, it's kind of like if you knew you wanted it just for those reasons, you were just chasing her because you wanted to have sex with her, which happens, okay? We're fucking flowing with testosterone. We need to fuck something, right?
I totally understand. The male species needs to just sometimes do that.
It's not even your choice. Yeah, you have to do it.
Women do not have that same inclination. I understand.
Some do. I've met girls that have. Okay. Maybe not as like
not as vigorously
instinctual, like, you know what I mean? But like, we need to have sex and we
were you saying that there's not
there's many
girls like that?
There are some.
But some do it for different reasons.
I think for sure.
Right?
For
where men we're doing it for the same reason. Yeah. We just want to fuck something.
Yeah, different reasons for women, yeah.
Right? So after you've because you're not thinking clearly, right? Like I'm a pretty straightforward, honest person. And if I want to have sex with somebody, I'll generally do my best to be honest and forthcoming. But sometimes I'll be like, I just need to fuck so bad that...
But would you make that explicit to someone you were about to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, by the way, like, you're cool, but also...
Oh, yeah.
If, this is a thing.
I think you're more likely to do that if it's somebody you've had sex with before.
Yes.
If it's somebody you haven't had sex with for before, you're not going to be like, I need to have sex really bad.
You're going to fluff it.
Let's do this.
Yeah. I'm going to fluff it.
It's just easier, right? Because you're just like putting it out there and she's receiving it because it's already happened. Revival.
But also, is she like, I know what this is about.
Yeah.
It's very much like,
it's part of the revival. I'm into it.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the end to that is afterwards because you weren't thinking clearly, you weren't like processing all the facts, you were just straight gunning for her. And afterwards, once you get it, everything's just like, oh shit, what did I do? Oh my god, what did I say? Oh shit, what are we doing?
So you're backtracking. It's almost like you're like, what am I doing? Backtracking and like second guessing myself.
It's like a drug until next time.
Yeah.
Whoa, is it guilt? Is that the main emotion, you think?
For me,
how old you are.
So what's your main emotion?
I think that, depends how old are you, not even how old you are, how like, not even mature, but like just how you think about things.
Yeah.
Like, at some point you're thinking... 70% like dick and then 30% head, and then as you get older you're using more of your head, and then like you don't need to have sex with this person
about
things. But say what's the emotion?
You would actually rather not have sex with them
for
the whole connection to improve. Me anyways, personally.
But like
it depends on if you're into the girl. If you're into her, then afterwards it's not weird or whatever. But if you're like,
but if you're super into her, you're not going to wait 3 months to have sex with her because you know that sex is a huge part. So you need to know, like, confirm that.
No, I was talking strictly about like a revival.
Yeah.
Where you like revive and afterwards you're like, oh, I should have just let her die.
Yeah.
And there's that guilt and you're just like, fuck, I need to get out of here or I shouldn't have done that. And then that wears off and then 3 weeks later you're like, you know what I mean? It's just like a fucking...
Hormones or something.
Hormones.
Yeah.
So how much do you think they affect your decisions percentage-wise? Overhead, anything else?
I would say it depends on the time since you last had sex.
Okay, and also age?
That too, but I haven't really changed. Like, we're probably lucky because, like, we're healthy. Like, we're in our mid-30s. Like, I don't know how long you're supposed to be crazy driven that way. But, like, it's tapered off a little bit for me. But, like, I don't know.
I think that when you know that, like, the sex is going to be lit, like, then you're obviously... intrigued way more and willing to put in way more effort than as if there's a question mark. Besides, like, if you haven't had sex with that person, you're not sure if it's good or not, so you would probably resort to something that, you know what I'm
saying? You're literally a dog in heat.
I mean,
especially if it's a girl you've already slept with and you know that the sex is phenomenal, you're gonna be like, I'll do anything.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, every single girl on this who's listening to this fucking thing has a revival.
Oh yeah.
I think everyone does. I think in general, like, it's a human being thing. It's like everyone has that thing they go back to, but they wouldn't name it.
Yeah.
Okay, so on a more serious note, if you were looking long term, what are the, like, let's say three or main qualities you would look for in a woman or in a partner?
If it was long term,
yeah,
you're looking to marry or have kids.
Yeah.
For me, number one, I have to have like a strong, like, motherly vibe. I want to know that she's going to take care of my kids and be a good mother. And, number two, I would say you got to get along with her. You got to be able to just be yourself, joke around, be able to talk to her.
Yeah.
And three, I would say you have to have experienced, this isn't really a quality, but this is more of a like prerequisite. Type thing. You have to experience certain things with her, the ups and downs and all these different aspects of a relationship before you can be like, in all of these circumstances, we prevailed.
Commit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think connection with, obviously, myself, whoever I'm dating, but also equally important is connection with my friends and family. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be best friends with any of them, but I mean, it just makes things a lot easier if it's a pretty seamless transition to get along with those people. And that's, as far as I go, like, friends and family is kind of what I value, like, in pretty high.
Big indication.
Yeah.
Are there any no-nos for you? If you were dating someone, let's say you were, like, looking ahead long-term, what are the no-nos for you? Is there anything that comes off in the date, like, the kind of, like, early dating scene? Is it more like, I have strict values when I first set out? How does that work? Just no-nos for a woman.
I think a no-no for me would be, like, a woman or a young lady that felt like she hasn't done something yet. Do you know what I mean? Like, if she's, and I say that like,
like, unfinished.
Like, yeah, like, I don't want, like, I don't want to date a girl who feels like, she still has, like, if I'm not in the same space, like, if she still has, like, 5 party years left of her, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, edit.
Cut that out. Okay,
any no-nos?
Can't be a smoker. Even though I smoke. Okay, I don't smoke regularly. I smoke socially.
So why? Why not?
She can smoke socially, but if she's a regular smoker, barf.
But you're a pop. You're a pop? Pipe.
No, I just, if we're socially smoking, cool. We're both smelling like shit, great. If you're smelling like shit all the time, gotta go, sis.
You? Any no-nos?
Oh, and no toothy blowjobs.
Can't be having those.
Yeah, man, come on. 2019.
I love it.
You know how to suck a dick. Yeah. Can I say it?
Come on, there's YouTube right now. Right? Yeah. Like, everyone knows how to do everything.
You mean red tube?
Yeah, and also red. Okay, so what did you wish you knew when you were younger about the whole dating scene? Matt, firstly.
Oh, okay. What did I wish I knew?
Yeah.
I wish I knew. You know what, actually? This is going to fuck your whole world up.
Yes.
I wish I
was a woman.
Didn't know how much I didn't know back then, right now.
Whoa, say that again for everyone listening. Wait, go for it.
I wish I was as naive and dumb as I was back then of dating.
So you wish nothing changed?
I wish nothing changed.
Okay. Wow, that was unhelpful. Next. Thank you.
Let me elaborate, though. Yeah. Let me elaborate, because I feel like the sense of wonder back then was so much stronger. You explored everything and... Now you're kind of like guarded and you're sort of analyzing things a little too much. You're not really feeling, you're not really going with your gut or your heart instinct. You're kind of calculating things, you know what I mean?
But also, do you think that potential good things flew by because you didn't give a fuck?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. I know for a fact they have.
But, I mean, I think all that shit happens for a specific reason. I don't know what it is, but...
I was going to say, would you trust your heart, gut, or heart?
I would trust none of those things now. Like
head. Because it seems like at the time you're going with your flow and that feels more feeling vibes. Mm-hmm. But perhaps if you had more insight into yourself, you might have taken a step back and been like, I want to use another judgment to be like, that girl was, you know?
Yeah.
Did you use one more than the other along the way? And now you're perhaps more settled in another sense?
Along the way, yeah, I kind of just, because you didn't know any better.
Yeah. What did you use to go on, though, along the process? What was the main force that would...
Your heart.
Did you say the same line?
He's still like that.
I'm going to throw myself in.
Yeah, he just goes in.
Yeah. It's...
That's from an observant point of view, right? Would you say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he can't argue.
Yeah, but I do. I feel like you're correct, but it's not like I make it sound like I just
not blind
for every single person I see, and it's not that at all, because I think that I've had like a few relationships that are just like not like, I don't want to say that word, but
I would say that you have more of a
I know
you have a higher threshold for like for example, like you've dated women with kids. Where you were, and you were like serious, like, oh, I could think I could see myself with this girl.
Yeah.
The kids weren't like a thing to you. I mean, they were, but they weren't strong enough for you to like.
And like initially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whereas me, I would be like, oh, she got kids. I can't do it.
It wouldn't even like get to the point of like taking a dating seriously.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, yeah, I was more like based on like
the connection heart,
and stuff like that.
And you would think possibly more logistically about the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, I mean, just proves that there's not all men are the same.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? He's, we're very much alike, but he has, in terms of dating, like, and many other things, we're just different.
Yeah.
Everyone's different. It's not a fucking mystery.
But saying that, I'm just going to digress for 1 second.
Digress? Dr. D.
At the age that we are at, not like with some old schools, but with some OGs.
Old school, do you mean by 32, 35?
Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay, but in the middle.
Dating pool is different, so I feel like you have to be more open, and if you're very close-minded, then your dating pool closes, and you can't really complain about like not finding somebody that you're super compatible with if you're not...
Okay.
You're not,
so that changes
you're not
stuff.
Opening. But also, saying that, like, at this age, everybody's... You want them to have life experience, but only a certain amount to where like you want to date. Like,
don't have 5 kids.
Yeah,
and 4 divorces.
It's like I want you to like experience the highs and lows of like breakups and like losing your job and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to experience having 2 kids from 2 different daddies, and now I got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Moving forward with you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of like you take all that shit into consideration, like in the back of your head, but if it's somebody you really connect with, then you kind of just cross that bridge when you get there. But
it also depends on your circumstance too, because I would definitely say women who are like in this, as you described, there's men out there that are like, you know what, I have this going on, and this is like, you know, who am I to fucking everyone? There's someone for everyone.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone has their preference. Everyone has their image of their mate already in their head. And if it doesn't fit that, then... Like, we're talking image...
Like, aesthetically?
Do you image mean more like logistic criteria? Like, tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, criteria.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but I kind of just, like, kind of...
Blur that with feeling.
No, I don't blur it. I just kind of like let it tick itself off naturally. Okay. And if it's just like, if something's missing, and it just be like, well, You know what I mean? They're just like, I don't know what would be an example, but.
Yeah, because you can't really find things out right off the bat. You have to explore to see.
Yeah, of course.
If it's,
you have to like put in that time. You don't just like meet somebody and have this awesome connection and then you just like don't ever hear about their family or anything for fucking 7 or 8 months. You know what I mean? You have no idea like what kind of connection they have. Like maybe that person you're dating is like just like a super negative person towards their closest family. So obviously that would be like, why would
serial
you
killer?
Know? Yeah.
Serial.
First thought, serial killer.
She's really good in bed and comes from a great family, a great education, really, really smart. Kills people though.
Yeah.
Can I put up with this?
Yeah.
I mean,
like, is it once
she gonna
a
kill
week,
me
or is it?
Do you have a philosophy or like a life mantra or any kind of like way that you live by?
Can we? Because it's like a, it's just a few words I say.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be eloquent. It just has to be like, what is the thing that guides you the most? What do you believe in? What is something that you always ladder back to?
Be kind, do more. Be kind, do more. Okay. Be kind, do more.
Simple.
Be kind, do more. Just do more, be kind.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Basic.
I definitely don't have like an in quotes like thing that
be.
I resort back to, but I think actually in the last 3-4 years, even though some shit that I've gone through has been negative, that I'm just really trying to stay positive and surround myself with positive people. And
big old dog.
Yeah.
He's big, he's large, and he's purebred. He's a big dog.
End on that. Perfect note. Thank you, guys. So, that was the male dating episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. I had so much fun recording it, primarily because I was drunk, but it was a good one. Sorry for the jittery podcast editing. It took me a while, and a lot of it was spiel, so bear with me. If you really liked it, please share, rate or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, however you like to tune in. I would really appreciate any feedback, or if you want to discuss this further, please hit me up on Instagram. I'm at @a_blanks, that's BLANX. Or if you want to come on and record a podcast, or just send me episode ideas, again, Instagram. Thanks so much for your time.